Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com. This is your daily industry news update for August 8, 2018. In today's news, the EPA is examining ENERGY STAR labels for escalators and moving walks. The major earthquake that struck Japan in June has knocked out thousands of elevators. A proposed residential tower would be the tallest in the Chicago area. A developer is planning two projects for Sydney, and a mixed-use tower is planned in Bogota, Colombia.
The National Elevator Industry Incorporated, or NEI, recently reported that the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, has spent the past several months looking at the energy savings potential for escalators and moving walks to determine if an ENERGY STAR certification would lead to significant energy reductions, enhanced product performance, measurable cost-effective savings, and market differentiation that would influence product selection. The agency is looking at such escalator and moving walk components as drives, motor efficiency controls, LED lighting, motors, transmission systems, and improved capacitors. For more information, download the ENERGY STAR Escalators Discussion Guide from the NEI website at neii.org or visit the EPA website, epa.gov. The agency is accepting written comments through August 10th.
A major earthquake that struck Osaka, Japan on June 18th knocked out elevator service in many apartment buildings for several days, leaving a reported 339 people briefly trapped inside lifts and creating hardships for residents, the Asahi Shimbun reports. The quake measured a low 6 on the 7-point Japanese intensity scale and caused significant damage in the Osaka, Kyoto, Hyogo, Nara, and Shiga prefectures. About 66,000 elevators, roughly half of all in the affected area, were thrown into emergency stop mode, which prevented their use until they could be inspected. Several maintenance companies, including Mitsubishi Electric, Hitachi, and Fujitec, reported that it took about 3 days to get all the elevators back in service.
CRM President Chuck Malk hopes an affordable housing component will help his proposed 40-story, 500-unit residential tower at 1520 through 76 North Fremont Street in the Clyburn Corridor Shopping District of North Chicago when the zoning amendments it needs to move forward, Cranes reports. Also including 346 parking spots, the tower would form part of a mixed-use area CRM has developed over the decades, with Malk stating the, quote, residential would be there to protect the retail and make it more of a walking campus, end quote. The not-yet-overbuilt, rapidly changing area has at least two high-rise residential towers and retailers such as Whole Foods and Apple. Should it be built, the CRM proposal will be the neighborhood's tallest at 465 feet.
Developer Meriton has submitted applications for a pair of high-rise residential projects in suburban Sydney, the urban developer reports. The first is a two-tower development designed by Woods Bagot that will sit at George and Charles Streets in Parramatta. The $169 million U.S. dollar proposal calls for 57 and 66-story towers, totaling 767 residential units, 216 service departments, 2,329 square meters of retail, a child care center, and a commercial gym. The second application seeks to build a 27-story residential tower at Talavera Road in Macquarie Park and represents the first stage of a proposed four-tower plan. The initial $50 million U.S. dollar building would hold 212 apartments and include a 251-vehicle parking deck and child care center. If fully developed as planned, the project would include 30, 45, and 60-story towers and a total of 1,256 residential units.
Architectural firm Odell announced in July it has been selected as primary architect consultant for the mixed-use Forza Tower in Bogota, Colombia. The 460-meter-tall, approximately 116-story structure will be situated in the Colombian capital's central business district and house Class A office space, a 5-star luxury hotel, managed apartments, retail space, and a public amenity plaza. Odell, with offices in North Carolina, Virginia, Texas, and China, will lead the design for the building. A construction timeline was not released. For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.